Support comes from Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, presenting Acadian Culture Day, Sunday, August 12th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., featuring live Cajun music and a jam session, community booths, a French conversation table, boat tours and canoeing, cooking and crafts demonstrations, including kids' crafts, films, and more. For more information, the phone number is 233-4077. The website is vermilionville.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. 1 year after a white nationalist rally turned deadly in Charlottesville, Virginia, protesters are poised to take to the streets again. NPR's Amy Held reports authorities are looking to avert violent confrontation at this year's Unite the Right rally in Washington, D.C.
Protesters plan to gather Sunday near the White House, but hundreds of counter-protesters are expected as well. Police say the goal is to keep the two groups separate in a bid to avoid a repeat of last year's rally, which was marked by bloody brawling. One protester, an accused Nazi sympathizer, is awaiting trial in the death of counter-protester Heather Heyer. He's accused of deliberately plowing his car into her and others. Some protesters are also planning to gather once again in Charlottesville. The Virginia governor has declared a state of emergency in anticipation of unrest. Last year, President Trump was widely criticized when he condemned both sides for the violence. Amy Held, NPR News, Washington.
The federal trial continues today of President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. He faces several counts of bank and tax fraud. Prosecutors hope to rest their case by the end of today. A federal judge in Washington has threatened to hold the U.S. Attorney General in contempt of court. NPR's Joel Rose reports that order came Thursday in a case brought by a dozen asylum seekers who say their claims were wrongly rejected.
Federal Judge Emmett Sullivan in Washington, D.C. is ordering the Trump administration not to deport eight plaintiffs in the case. When the judge learned in court that two of those plaintiffs, a mother and her daughter, were already on a plane to Central America, he ordered the administration to bring them back to the U.S. He also threatened to hold Attorney General Jeff Sessions and other top administration officials in contempt of court if the plaintiffs aren't returned. The American Civil Liberties Union is asking the court to invalidate a decision by Sessions that says most victims of domestic abuse and gang violence cannot qualify for asylum. The Trump administration says many asylum seekers are gaming the system by exaggerating their fear of returning home. Joel Rose, NPR News.
The mother and daughter sent back to Central America have now been returned to the U.S. Israel and Hamas militants in Gaza appear to be upholding a truce after 2 days of fighting. Jan Frank reports.
Quiet has returned to the area. Israel and Hamas, the Islamist group that rules the Gaza Strip, agreed on a truce on Thursday evening, according to two Palestinian officials who spoke to Reuters. They said that Egypt acted as a broker. Israel refuses to comment on the issue. It is the third such truce between the enemies in recent weeks. The latest round of fighting injured scores of people on both sides.
Jan Frank reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 184 points at 25,324. The NASDAQ is down 36. It's NPR. Firefighters in California are making progress on several fires. The Carr Fire in Northern California near Redding is more than half contained. So is the enormous Mendocino Complex fire burning north of San Francisco. This has charred more than 475 square miles. A federal judge in San Francisco is deciding whether to dismiss two of the lawsuits over the new citizenship question on the 2020 census. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports the Trump administration is facing a total of six lawsuits over the controversial question.
U.S. District Judge Richard Seaborg is hearing oral arguments in two cases at San Francisco Federal Court, including one led by California State Attorney General Javier Becerra, who was the first to file a lawsuit. Becerra and a half dozen cities in California, including Los Angeles and San Jose, argue that Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, who oversees the census, misused his discretion by adding the citizenship question. Ross has said the Justice Department initiated the request for one to better enforce the Voting Rights Act, but emails and memos make clear Ross pushed to get the question added months before the Justice Department's request. Census Bureau research suggests the question could lower the number of non-citizens who take part in the 2020 census, and that would harm the headcount's accuracy. Anzila Wong, NPR News.
The death toll is now more than 300 people in Indonesia following a massive earthquake Sunday on the island of Lombok. There have been strong aftershocks since then. Buildings have collapsed and roads and bridges have crumbled. People are sleeping outdoors or in makeshift shelters. Hundreds of thousands of people are displaced. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include LogMeIn, makers of GoToMeeting, a collaborative meeting platform with over 18 million monthly users, designed to connect people from anywhere in the world on any device. Learn more at GoToMeeting.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you until 1 this afternoon, at which time we hope you stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, do stay tuned for Roger Cash and Roger's program Freetown Radio. We're going to start off this hour with music from New Orleans, from Deacon John. And this is from a disc called Deacon John's Jump Blues, came out in 2003. Interesting number going back to New Orleans. That tune, though, was written and recorded by Joe Liggins, who was originally from Oklahoma. Had a band called the Honey Drippers. He recorded it in 1950. Here is Deacon John's version of Going Back to New Orleans.
To the land of the beautiful queens. I'm going back home to my baby. I'm going back to New Orleans. Gonna see Nene, my pa Rank, Cousine, my ma and pa. Gonna plant my feet on Rampart Street and be there for the Mardi Gras. I've been to Cuba, South America way. I've been to Europe, Mexico is okay. Over in France, the chicks are really fine. I get my cakes below the Mason-Dixon line. Going back home, T98, never more will I roam. Gonna get my fill of gumbo filet, cause New Orleans is my home. Land of the beautiful queens. I'm going back home to my baby. I'm going back to New Orleans. Gonna get me crawfish, jambalaya, red beans, and some fine praline. Gonna get some loving that will satisfy back home in New Orleans. Oh,
from 1994. That was a band, Room Full of Blues, from their disc Dance All Night. Their rendition of Lily May, a number written by Smiley Lewis and originally arranged by Dave Bartholomew, a good New Orleans piece. The band Room Full of Blues was preceded by Deacon John and another jump blues band, Deacon John from New Orleans. And we heard him do a rendition of the Joe Liggins composition Going Back to New Orleans. Next here on KRVS, speaking of the Crescent City, we're going to stay there for one more tune. Music from the late Johnny Adams. This is next track is from his 1993 disc Good Morning Heartache. Here's Johnny Adams with a piece called Back to Normal.
Telephone's quiet, no calls tonight. The house is empty, not a soul inside. Stray dogs come around, but they don't stay long. Even they know nothing's going on. Nobody here but me. Back to normal. She took me up so high. We were sipping champagne, cold and dry. Now here I am, all alone, drinking flat beer. But the color's gone. Back to normal. Oh yeah. My confidence was so unreal. You have to be a fool to know how I feel. I went for the honey, but I just got stung. I'm right back where I started from. Back to normal. Licking my wounds. Back to normal. Singing the same old tune.
842-3089. That was Etta James. Etta recorded back in December of 1966. She was preceded by Johnny Adams. We heard Johnny Adams from a disc called Good Morning Heartache, and that one came out back in 1993. The late Johnny Adams did us a number called Back to Normal. We're going to turn next to Big Mama Thornton, Willie Mae Big Mama Thornton. She had a huge hit back in the early 50s with the tune Hound Dog, the Lieberstahler composition. And, of course, Elvis Presley, a couple of years later, had an even bigger hit with it. Here from 1953 is Willie Mae Big Mama Thornton on KRVS doing a number called The Big Change.
Hello, little baby. Your message came today. You said I wasn't nothing, but wait until I have my say. Oh, little darling. This ain't what they used to be. I find another love
makes waste, so I believe in taking my time. The highest mountain can't be raced, it's something you must slowly climb. I want a slow and easy man, he needn't ever take the lead. 'Cause I work on that long time plan, I ain't a looking for no speed. I'm a one-hour mama, so no one-minute papa ain't the kind of man for me. Set your alarm clock, papa, 1 hour is proper. Excuses for my loving being so good that you couldn't wait no longer. Now I hope I'm understood. I'm a 1 hour mama, so no 1 minute papa ain't the kind of man for me. I don't want no greenhorn lover like a rookie going to war with a load of big artillery and don't know what it's for. You've got to bring me reference with a great long pedigree and prove you've got endurance or you don't mean snap to me. I'm a 1 hour mama, so no 1 minute papa ain't the kind of man for me. I don't want no crowing rooster what likes a hit or two. Action is the only booster of what my man can do. Imitations. My requirements ain't no joke. I've got pure indignation for a guy who had lost his stroke. I'm a 1 hour mama, so no 1 minute papa ain't the kind of man for me. Set your alarm clock, papa, 1 hour is proper. Then love me like I like to be. I may want love for 1 hour. Decide to make it two. Might be 1-4 I get started, 3-4 I get through. I'm a 1 hour mama, so no 1 minute papa ain't the kind of man for me. 1 hour ain't the kind of man for me. One more time, he ain't the kind of man for me. Don't want no quickie.
Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Women from their disc Broadcasting. That disc came out back in 1992. Their rendition of an old Porter Granger tune from the 1920s, 1 Hour Mama. And before we heard Sapphire, we heard Big Mama Thornton from 1953. Big Mama doing a number called The Big Change. Again, her huge hit was in early in 53 when Peacock Records released her August of 52 recording of Hound Dog, the Lieber Stoller tune. She took it to the number one slot on the R&B charts. It said that she was in New York at the time and heard it on the radio and had no idea that it was had become such a big hit. We're going to turn to a version of that tune, Hound Dog. Again, Elvis Presley had the bigger hit with it. We're going to turn, though, to a new disc called Voodoo Woman by Crystal Shawanda. She's from a reservation on an island in Ontario, Canada, and this disc is her third release, but her first one in the U.S. Here is Crystal Shawanda here on KRVS with her rendition of Hound Dog.
Thank you.
Support for KRVS comes from Beaver Productions, presenting An Evening with Bob Dylan and His Band, coming up October 16th at the Hyman Center in Lafayette. For tickets and more information, the website is Ticketmaster.com.
Bonnie Raitt, from her bluesier days. That's from her 1973 Warner Brother disc, Taken My Time. Bonnie Raitt on guitar and vocals with a number called I Feel the Same. She was preceded here on KRVS by Crystal Shawanda. We heard Crystal from her new disc, Voodoo Woman. The title track, of course, is a Coco Taylor tune. But Crystal did a rendition of Hound Dog, the old Lieber-Stoller composition that Big Mama Thornton and Elvis Presley had such a great success with. We're going to turn next to John Lee Hooker. We're going to listen to Hooker recorded in September of 1967 in Chicago. At the time, he was living in Detroit. And in July of that year, actually starting on July 23rd, the 12th Street riot began, often called the 1967 Detroit riot. It was involved quite a lot of people, ultimately National Guard troopers and also, if I remember right, the 82nd and 101st Airborne troops. There were 43 people killed, almost 1,200 injured, over 7,200 arrests, more than 2,000 buildings were destroyed. Hooker does a very interesting song commemorating that particular event. Here he is again from 1967, just a few months after the Detroit riot. John Lee Hooker with the tune is called Motor City is Burning.
Don't you know the big B is burning? Anything in the world that Johnny can do. My hometown burning down to the ground. Western and Vietnam. Well, it started on 12 and Claremont that morning. I just don't know what it's all about. Oh, it started on 12 and Claremont that morning. I don't know what it's all about. The fire wagon kept coming. The sniper just wouldn't let them put it out. Firebomb busting all around me. And soldiers was everywhere. Oh, firebomb falling all around me. And soldiers standing everywhere. I could hear the people screaming. Sirens fill the air. I don't know what the trouble is. I can't stay around to find it out. I don't know what the trouble is this morning. I just can't stay around to find it out. I'm taking my wife and my family, and little Johnny Lee is curtain now. The Motor City's burning. Ain't a thing that I can do. Oh, the Motor City's burning. Ain't a thing that I can do. I just hope people, it'll never happen to you. Yes, yeah. I can hear the farmer. He said, let's get out of here.
Well, you see that chick, she's 4 feet four. Come on, honey, learn me some more about that hard, hard. When you kick it at the razor ball, that's a great big misery. You know it's really grieving me, that old hard, hard. When she kick it at the razor ball, While I even walked out and looked around, the chicks all yell, look who's in town, Mr. Hoy Hoy. When you rock it at the river ball. While I even went to church, put my hat on the seat. Little bros hollered out, baby, you sure is sweet. Hoy Hoy. And when you rock it at the river ball. Well, even I danced from 12 to 6. I heard a guy holler, get it fixed, Mr. Hoy Hoy. When you rock it at the real ball, I kick it 6. Yes, yes, everybody do that hard, hard. Now come over here to the counter, honey, check your hat. You can't reel and rock right off the bat, you got the hard, hard. When you twist it at the razor ball. And when you start that dance at the half past 12, you hear all them kicks when they go to yell. Hoy, hoy. When you kick it at the rail of the ball. Play that thing, Lord Lonesome Boy. Now, the reason they turned me out of the church, everybody want my hoy too much. You want a hoy, hoy. When you kick it at the rail of the ball. Play it low and lonesome till I sweat. Now if you count from your finger back to your thumb, when you get ready to howl, I got you, so you had a hard hard. When you kick it at the rail ball, while I walk down Monroe and come up church, well, you know you horse too much, you got the hard hard. When you rig it at the rail ball, now play it low. When you rockin' that razor ball. Now play that thing, Lord, lonesome boy, cause you know you got the hoy. Oh, you rockin' that razor ball.
Blind Willie McTell from Atlanta, Georgia, doing the Razor Ball. He first recorded that tune back in 1930, somewhere around that time. I'm not sure if this is the original recording or a later one. He was one of the best known of the Piedmont style blues artists. Fine 12-string player. Did some nice slide work too. Started recording back in 1927. Before we heard Blind Willie McTell, we heard John Lee Hooker. Again, Hooker recorded in September of 1967. John Lee doing a number called Motor City is Burning, again commemorating the Detroit riot of July of 1967. Very, very costly affair once again, and it lasted some 4 or 5 days. It was a pretty impressive affair. We're going to turn next year on the Blues Box to another Atlanta musician. This time, Barbecue Bob, his real name was Robert Hicks. He worked for a barbecue outfit, and they had him posed in a chef's hat and a chef's tunic for his publicity shots, I guess you could say. He first recorded in 1927 and had an interesting style, more like frailing a banjo in a sense. He sounds quite a bit like Blind Joe Reynolds, his guitar style. He also played a 12-string, and unfortunately he passed away at a young age in 1931, died of tuberculosis and pneumonia. Here is Barbecue Bob here on KRVS with a number called Going Up the Country.
Don't your room seem lonesome when your gal pack up and leave? Don't your room seem lonesome when your gal pack up and leave? You may drink your moonshine, but your heart ain't never beat. You may take my brown, you sure can't keep her long. If you take my brownie, you sure can't keep her long. got a new way of loving. Monuments can't catch on. I drank so much whiskey, I staggered in my sleep. I done drank so much whiskey, I staggered in my sleep. That brown in Chicago sure lot worrying me. One with a Dixie Lemons, they on that lonesome track. I one with a Dixie Lemons, they on that lonesome track. I want to get there if I never come back. That's a big red headline in Chicago Defender News. That's a big red headline in Chicago Defender News. Send my gal down south, got them a free country.
All your money, blow the smoke back at you. I'm wild about my Tootie. Only thing I crave, I'm wild about my Tootie. Understand, got ways like a boy, yet it's a full grown man, and I'm wild about my today. I'm wild about my today.
Kill him.
Catfish Keith from his 1995 album Fresh Catfish. That was a number, of course, called Sweet Patootie. The tune goes way back. It was recorded by Bessie Jackson, a.k.a. Lucille Bogan, Bessie Jackson and her pianist Walter Roland. Their heyday was like around 1930 and a couple of years after. Also, it was also recorded at some point by Blind Blake. Again, Catfish Keith. He was preceded by Barbecue Bob, a.k.a. Robert Hicks from Atlanta, Georgia. We heard Barbecue Bob doing a number for us called Going Up the Country. Very interesting guitar style. His first recordings back in 1927 sold 15,000 copies, which was quite a bit for a blues man at the time. He was quite popular in the Atlanta area. We're going to turn next here on KRVS to someone of a little later blues generation. We're talking about Snooky Pryor. He started his blues career back in the 1940s, particularly after he got out of the Army, and he was stationed outside of Chicago at the time when the war ended. Here's Snooky Pryor from a disc that came out back in 1996. The disc is called Mind Your Own Business. Derek O'Brien from Austin, Texas is on the guitar on this track, and he also produced the disc. Snooky Pryor on blues harp and vocals. Snooky with a number called Going Back to Arkansas.
About you either way, saying that you love me gone. Been dragging your face, let your hair down, babe. Won't have yourself a ball. Ain't do nothing to please you. You been going back to Arkansas. Thank you. make you die. Said I love all my children. One is a problem child. Let your hair down, woman. Won't have yourself a ball. I can't do that to please you. After born like Arkansas. Snooky Pryor, once again, from a disc that came out back in 1996 called Mind Your Own Business. It was sort of an effort by Antones Records. It was recorded by Antones, but distributed by Discovery. Clifford Antone at the time, I think, was still in the slammer. So anyway, Discovery released some of the product that Antones Records put out. Again, a number called Send You Back to Arkansas, or Going Back to Arkansas. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We're on your radio dial at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We're also on Facebook at KRVS Public Media, and we are online at krvs.org. KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, programming on this station made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And also by listeners like you, and we would like to say thank you for that. And if you're not a member of Public Radio and